Joining us on the line this afternoon, Netiro Smile FM, for your Tech Talk Tuesday, Tienis Jansen van Rensburg of bandwidthblog.co.za. Tienis, welcome to Smile FM this afternoon.
Thank you very much.
All right, let's talk about it. Last week was a big week. Everyone waited with bated breath. Is it going to be big? Are we going to see massive changes? Of course, we are talking about Apple and their yearly event.
Yeah, so it was the yearly iPhone event. September is always Apple season. And I think you speak to everybody on the streets, they'll say, meh. I mean, it wasn't, you know, the most exciting event Apple has ever had. But so we know they go through these cycles, right, where they iterate for a year or two and then something new comes up. So we weren't expecting, you know, the greatest changes. Mm. But still very, very interesting stuff that I think will make a difference to the way people interact with Apple products.
Absolutely. Look, I have been obviously scrolling through social media, and there's obviously a lot of diehard Apple fans on there, and a lot of people making content around the fact, like, oh my goodness, you know, it's nothing to rave home about. So I know that you and I, we spoke about it in terms of what potentially could be coming. What are some of the exciting things that did come out of the event?
Right. So first of all, there was a new Apple Watch announced. Not a lot of changes there, just slightly quicker, slightly brighter screen.
Is it still rectangular?
Still rectangular, unfortunately. It's going to be a big shock when they do change that. But it's kind of like that's their design language for the watch now, and it makes it stand out, I guess, from all the Android wearables. So maybe they'll stick with that for some time still.
Yeah. And then, of course, I know that we also spoke about the charging port changing.
Yeah, so let's chat about the iPhone. So iPhone 15 and 15 Plus, same as last year. iPhone 15 Pro and Pro Max, same as last year. The slight differences are mostly cosmetic, but the mute button, mute trigger has been changed. It's now what they call an action button, and that just allows you to map any function on the phone to that button. So, for example, you can jump straight into your camera app by clicking that button. It is quite useful. But you can still use it as your silencer, so I don't think people will be too bothered with that legendary switch that's been there for a long, long time.
Yes.
And, then also, I guess, the iPhone 15 Pro Max, the big boy, is the only one with a different kind of setup in the cameras. It has a 5X telephoto instead of a 3X that's on the normal Pro. Not a big change, but it just means it's a little bit more flexible in terms of your, you know, focusing in on subjects a little bit further away. And then, yes, as you said, the big talking point is the change to a USB-C port. Apple has been on this journey for a while, and the European Union, with their new laws, kind of forced their hand to do it on the iPhone sooner rather than later. But I think it's going to make a big difference for a lot of people in the Apple ecosystem, because the Mac has moved over to USB-C some while ago. The new iPads are on USB-C, and now the iPhone is, as well as the new AirPods, is also moving over to USB-C. So now you can hopefully have one cable for all of your devices. That's what we've always wanted.
Yeah.
But it's just going to be a little bit annoying for people that currently have an iPhone that's using Lightning, and now they have to, if they buy the new iPhone, because again, chargers aren't included in the box, they either have to buy a new USB-C charger or a little dongle that'll convert from the USB-C to a Lightning port, which is going to cost extra money.
Look, I think in the long run, it's a great idea, and I think it's a great move from Apple, because kind of to get the charging ports universal, because like we said, it cuts down on the wiring and the potential pollution that comes with it, with these chargers. So that's it. Tienis, thank you for the update, man. Like we said, it's not something seriously exciting, but again, we'll wait for next year. We'll see what they do.
100%. Yeah, I think next year we can expect a little bit more of a change.
For sure. Tienis, thank you very much. Have a lovely day further.
Thank you, too.
That is Tienis Jansen van Rensburg of bandwidthblog.co.za joining me in a lovely little tech chat here on Smile FM for your Tuesday afternoon.